The Penguin Who Wanted to Find Out, written by Jill Tomlinson and read by Maureen Lipman.
Chapter 1. It is cold. Otto was a penguin chick. He lived on his father's feet at the bottom of the world. That's what Leo said, anyway, that they lived at the bottom of the world. Leo was another penguin chick, and he lived on his father's feet. That is how Otto met him. Their fathers, Claudius and Nero, were friends, and when they stopped to talk to each other, beak to beak, Otto and Leo were almost beak to beak too. They had to shout a bit, because Claudius and Nero were rather fat, like all the other penguins, so their tummies kept Otto and Leo rather far apart. "How do you know we're at the bottom of the world?" Otto yelled across to Leo one morning. "Your father told my father," said Leo. "Your father knows everything." "What?" yelled Otto. "Your father knows everything," Leo squealed back. "Everyone goes to Claudius when they want to know anything." "I know that," Otto complained bitterly. "I can never get a word in."
"What are you two bellowing about down there?" said a deep voice above their heads.
"Oh, Dad, there are so many things I want to know about, and you never even talk to me," Otto shouted, looking up. A beak came down, and Otto looked into Claudius's face for the first time.
"I hadn't realised how grown up you are now, Otto. I'm not your father, by the way. Call me Claudius, not Dad."
"Why aren't you my father?"
"Because I found you in the snow when you were an egg, and decided to look after you and keep you warm until you could look after yourself."
"Didn't my own father want me then?"
"Oh, it wasn't that at all. You probably rolled off his feet when he wasn't looking. Very roly things, eggs are. Anyway, you're all right now, you've got me."
Otto was worried. "But I might have fallen off," he said.
"Fallen off what?"
"The world. Leo said this is the bottom of the world."
"Well, it is. Antarctica, it's called. The South Pole. But you won't fall off."
"Why not?"
"Because I say so. What else do you want to ask me?"
"What am I?"
"A penguin. An emperor penguin."
"I know that. I mean, what is a penguin?"
"A bird. Now, we'll have to stop talking and join the huddle of penguins, because the wind is getting up and it will be very cold soon."
"Soon?" squeaked Otto. "It's cold all the time."
"It will feel even colder if you don't join the other penguins. Come on."
Claudius began to shuffle across the ice towards the other penguins, who were already huddling together to keep warm.
"Aren't there a lot of us?"
Otto yelled up to Claudius.
"That's good," Claudius boomed back at the chick on his feet. "The more there are, the warmer we'll be. Now keep your beak shut and snuggle as close as you can to me. There's a real blizzard coming."
Otto did what he was told, but it was very difficult to keep his beak shut. He wanted to know what a blizzard was. He soon found out. The wind got stronger and stronger, and it felt colder and colder. Snow was driven at them harder and harder. They pressed closer and closer together to keep warm. Soon they were too close. Otto had to open his beak.
"Claudius! Claudius! I'm getting squashed!"
He couldn't see Claudius's head because the snow blotted it out, but a voice came back through the howl of the wind.
"It's all right, Otto! Get under that feathery flap below my tummy. That will protect you. Now keep your beak shut until I say you can open it."
Otto squeezed as hard as he could under Claudius's tummy, away from the back of the penguin in front and those pressing in from each side. He had never been so cold. He thought that the snow and the wind would go on forever. But they didn't. The wind died down, and the penguins began to move apart. When he had room to bend his head, Claudius called down to Otto.
"Otto? Otto? Are you all right?"